1. Dialogue for introduction. Hello, Edward, and welcome to the end.
That sounds a bit ominous. The end of what?
Of our current webcast series.
Oh, okay.
We have almost reached the goal.
All right. Well, as every ending is also a beginning, I'm actually not so sad. I think our students have really made great progress in their English language skills.
Yes, they have.
Mm-hmm.
Today, we will consolidate everything we've learned in past lessons.
A fine idea. Hey, let's do a demonstration lesson using, well, the whole enchilada.
I know that slang English.
Do you?
An enchilada is a popular Mexican dish, but it also means to do something completely.
Well done, my friend.
Gracias, amigo.
Bueno.
We are going to use one of the passages from the listening materials given in the past Aiken test, grade 1.
That's a good idea. As if the listeners were taking an actual lesson from you and me. Let's go through the ideal procedure that we always have in mind when we teach our classes. First, listen to or read the passage.
Yes. And tell yourself what you do or do not comprehend, as well as what you can remember accurately.
Right. If there are some questions about the passage to which you are supposed to respond, do so to the best of your ability.
Listen to or read through the material several times and continue to do a self-assessment of your actual comprehension.
Right. If it is reading material, your pace is also important. Set your timer so that you will read it through at the pace of 120 words per minute.
As we go through today's lesson, try to remember the techniques we've been working on for the past several months.
Right. With all that in mind, let's get to work.
Yes, let's. First listening. パッセージを聞いて質問に対する答えを選んでみましょう。Listen to the passage and two questions. Choose the best answer for each question.
Evaluating multitasking. With increasing pressure to achieve more with each waking hour, it is no surprise people multitask.Emailing, talking on the phone, listening to music, and creating a document all at the same time may seem efficient, but research indicates otherwise. Multitasking may not only be unproductive, it could even impair brain development. Researchers at Stanford University recently asked 260 college students how often they simultaneously use different devices.The students then completed a series of timed tests to identify shapes and categorize words. Results revealed that the students who often multitask had slower response times because they were distracted by irrelevant information. Those who do not multitask were better at focusing on important points, organizing information, and adapting quickly to different kinds of tests.Neuroscientist Dr. Gary Aston-Jones agrees that there is a cognitive cost to juggling activities. He believes that changes in the brain may occur, leaving people unable to complete tasks requiring intense focus, such as creating works of art or doing scientific experiments. Other neuroscientists agree, noting that constant attention switching weakens the brain's neural circuitry, impeding social interaction and creativity.Doing things one at a time may not be such a bad idea after all.
Questions. Number one.
What does recent research tell us about people who multitask?
One. They have difficulty prioritizing information. Two. They can easily deal with different types of tests. Three.They are good at handling academic pressure. 4. They often suffer from a lack of sleep.
Number 2.
What do neuroscientists suggest about multitasking?
1. It helps improve creative skills. 2. It enhances physical coordination. 3. It alters the functioning of the brain. 4. It is less effective when it involves simple tasks.
Three. Second listening. もう一度聞いてみましょう。メモを取っても構いません。聞き終わった後でどんな内容だったか、頭に残っていることを1分間語ってみましょう。
Evaluating multitasking. With increasing pressure to achieve more with each waking hour, it is no surprise people multitask. Emailing, talking on the phone, listening to music, and creating a document all at the same time may seem efficient, but research indicates otherwise. Multitasking may not only be unproductive, it could even impair brain development.Researchers at Stanford University recently asked 260 college students how often they simultaneously use different devices. The students then completed a series of timed tests to identify shapes and categorize words. Results revealed that the students who often multitask had slower response times because they were distracted by irrelevant information.Those who do not multitask were better at focusing on important points, organizing information, and adapting quickly to different kinds of tests. Neuroscientist Dr. Gary Aston Jones agrees that there is a cognitive cost to juggling activities. He believes that changes in the brain may occur, leaving people unable to complete tasks requiring intense focus, such as creating works of art or doing scientific experiments.Other neuroscientists agree, noting that constant attention switching weakens the brain's neural circuitry, impeding social interaction and creativity. Doing things one at a time may not be such a bad idea after all.
Now, please tell yourself what you have got or the outline of the passage. それではどんな内容だったか、頭に残っていることを1分間で語ってみましょう。Ready? Start!4. Let's read and study the script.
スクリプトで使われている語彙表現を学習し、内容理解を深める活動をしておきましょう。では、まず、語彙表現からです。
Let's study vocabulary and expressions.
Step 1. 日本語で意味を確認しながら、英語をリピートしていきましょう。
1.複数の処理を同時に行う。
Multitask. Multitask.
2. 何々は驚くには当たらない。
It is no surprise. It is no surprise.
3. 非生産的な。
Unproductive. Unproductive.
4. 損なう。
Impair, impair.
5. 同時に
Simultaneously, simultaneously.
6. 道具機器
Device, device.
7. 制限時間のある
Timed, timed.
8.気を散らす。
Distract. distract.
9. 重要でない。
irrelevant. irrelevant.
10. 情報を整理する。
organize information. organize information.
11. 何々に適応する。
adapt to. adapt to.
12. 神経科学者。
neuroscientist.Neuroscientist.
13. 認知、認識に関する。
Cognitive. Cognitive.
14. 犠牲、代償。
Cost. Cost.
15. 神経回路。
Neural circuitry. Neural circuitry.
16. 妨げる。
Impede.Impede.
2. 日本語をランダムに言います。その意味を表す英語を口に出して言ってみてください。語彙表現リストを見ながらで構いません。モデルの英語が流れる前に素早く言ってみましょう。何々は驚くには当たらない。
It is no surprise.
損なう。
impair.
重要でない。
irrelevant.
情報を整理する。
organize information.
同時に。
simultaneously.
神経回路。
neural circuitry.
複数の処理を同時に行う。
multitask.
非生産的な。
unproductive.
認知、認識に関する。
cognitive.
道具、機器。
device.
妨げる。
impede.
何々に適応する。
adapt to.
神経科学者。
neuroscientist.
制限時間のある。
timed.
気を散らす。
distract.
犠牲代償。
cost.
Step 3. 日本語をリストにあった通りの順に言います。英語を口に出して言ってみてください。語彙リストは見ないようにしましょう。複数の処理を同時に行う。何々は驚くには当たらない。非生産的な。損なう。同時に。道具、機器。制限時間のある。気を散らす。重要でない。情報を整理する。何々に適応する。神経科学者。認知、認識に関する。犠牲、代償。神経回路。妨げる。いかがでしたか？このテンポで英語が言えるようになるまで繰り返し練習しましょう。今度はいろいろな言い換え練習を通じて内容を理解し、把握する練習です。スクリプトの内容を言い換える練習を通じて、しっかりその内容を把握しましょう。スクリプトが流れ、言い換えの指示があって、10秒後にモデルが流れます。指示の後、考える間、音声は一旦停止しておいてください。一通り答えを考えて、口に出してみてから、モデルを確認するようにしましょう。
Sentence 1 and 2. With increasing pressure to achieve more with each waking hour, it is no surprise people multitask. Emailing, talking on the phone, listening to music, and creating a document all at the same time may seem efficient, but research indicates otherwise.
第1文を with multitask を使わずに言い換えてみましょう。第2文を otherwise を使わずに言い換えてみましょう。Sentence 1, model.
The increasing demand for almost constant productivity makes many people feel the need to attempt several tasks at the same time.
Sentence 2, model.
You may think that it is efficient to do many things such as emailing, talking on the phone, listening to music, and creating a document all at the same time.But research indicates it is not efficient to do many things at the same time.
Sentence 3.
Multitasking may not only be unproductive, it could even impair brain development.
2つの文で言い換えてみましょう。Not only は使わないようにしましょう。
Sentence 3, model.
Multitasking may be unproductive. It also may impair brain development.
Sentences 4 through 7.
Researchers at Stanford University recently asked 260 college students how often they simultaneously use different devices. The students then completed a series of timed tests to identify shapes and categorize words.Results revealed that the students who often multitask had slower response times because they were distracted by irrelevant information. Those who do not multitask were better at focusing on important points, organizing information, and adapting quickly to different kinds of tests.
Sentence 5から Sentence 7が表している内容について、一つ一つの内容をそれぞれ一つの英文で表してみましょう。7つの英文で表すことができるはずです。Sentence 5 through Sentence 7, model.
The students took a series of timed tests. They had to identify shapes and categorize words in the tests.The students who often multitask responded very slowly. They were distracted by unimportant information. The students who do not multitask could better focus on important points. The students who do not multitask could organize information better. The students who do not multitask could adapt to different kinds of tests better.
Sentence 8.
Neuroscientist Dr. Gary Aston-Jones agrees that there is a cognitive cost to juggling activities.
下線部 There is a cognitive cost to juggling activities の部分を juggling activities を使わずに言い換えてみましょう。Sentence 8, model.
Attempting several tasks at the same time comes with some cognitive cost.
Sentence 9.
He believes that changes in the brain may occur, leaving people unable to complete tasks requiring intense focus, such as creating works of art or doing scientific experiments.
下線部 Leaving people unable からScientific experiments までをより簡単に説明するつもりで言い換えてみましょう。Sentence 9, model.
Changes in the brain may occur and people will become unable to complete tasks that require intense focus.Creating works of art requires intense focus. Doing scientific experiments requires focus. People will become unable to do these works.
Sentences 10 and 11.
Other neuroscientists agree, noting that constant attention switching weakens the brain's neural circuitry, impeding social interaction and creativity. Doing things one at a time may not be such a bad idea after all.
Sentence 10の下線部分 Constant Attention から Interaction and Creativity の部分が表す内容に基づいて以下の英文を完成してみましょう。
When people are doing all at one time, they switch their attention. Then their brain's neural circuitry is. As a result, their social interaction and creativity is.
Sentence 10, model.
When people are doing many things all at one time, they switch their attention constantly. Then their brain's neural circuitry is weakened. As a result, their social interaction and creativity is impeded.
チャートを作る。あるいはキーワードを書き出しながらスクリプトを読み直してみましょう。作ったチャートあるいは書き出したキーワードを見ながらスクリプトを聞いて、その後、そのチャートあるいはキーワードだけを見て、内容を語ってみましょう。
Evaluating multitasking. With increasing pressure to achieve more with each waking hour, it is no surprise people multitask. Emailing, talking on the phone, listening to music, and creating a document all at the same time may seem efficient.But research indicates otherwise. Multitasking may not only be unproductive, it could even impair brain development. Researchers at Stanford University recently asked 260 college students how often they simultaneously use different devices. The students then completed a series of timed tests to identify shapes and categorize words.Results revealed that the students who often multitask had slower response times because they were distracted by irrelevant information. Those who do not multitask were better at focusing on important points, organizing information, and adapting quickly to different kinds of tests. Neuroscientist Dr. Gary Aston Jones agrees that there is a cognitive cost to juggling activities.He believes that changes in the brain may occur, leaving people unable to complete tasks requiring intense focus, such as creating works of art or doing scientific experiments. Other neuroscientists agree, noting that constant attention switching weakens the brain's neural circuitry, impeding social interaction and creativity. Doing things one at a time may not be such a bad idea after all.
チャートのモデルを見ながら、要約のモデルを聞いてみましょう。まず、私の要約モデル。続いて、エドワードの要約モデルが流れます。
Summary Model 1 When people have to achieve more, it is no surprise that they multitask. However, research at Stanford University suggestsThis is not so efficient as you may think. Rather, multitasking is unproductive and may impair brain development. The results of the research show that students who do not multitask could focus on important points, organize information and adapt to different kinds of tests better than those who multitask. Other neuroscientists say there is cognitive cost to multitasking and it may make people unable to achieve tasks requiring intense focus. They say attention switching weakens neural circuitry. Doing things one at a time is not a very bad idea. Summary Model 2.
While many people feel pressured to work on several projects simultaneously, research shows that this multitasking may actually be inefficient. Stanford University researchers now believe that this practice lessens productivity and could possibly impair brain development. Non-multitasking students who participated in the research were more focused on key points, organized information better, and could adapt to different types of tests better than their multitasking counterparts. Other neuroscientists say there is cognitive cost to multitasking, and it may make people unable to achieve tasks requiring an intense focus. They attribute this to a weakening of neural circuitry. A one-task-at-a-time approach might be best.
Repetition, interpretation, and shadowing. ポーズ付きでスクリプトが流れます。後に続いて音読することから始めて、まずポーズの間にスクリプトを見ないでリピートができるように練習してみましょう。それができるようになったら、ポーズの間に日本語に通訳していけるかどうかチャレンジしてみましょう。その後、ポーズのないスクリプトの音声に戻って、シャドーイングにチャレンジしましょう。
Evaluating multitasking. With increasing pressure to achieve more with each waking hour, it is no surprise people multitask. Emailing, talking on the phone, listening to music, and creating a document all at the same time may seem efficient. But research indicates otherwise. Multitasking may not only be unproductive, it could even impair brain development. Researchers at Stanford University recently asked 260 college students how often they simultaneously use different devices. The students then completed a series of timed tests to identify shapes and categorize words. Results revealed that the students who often multitask had slower response times because they were distracted by irrelevant information. Those who do not multitask were better at focusing on important points organizing information and adapting quickly to different kinds of tests. Neuroscientist Dr. Gary Aston-Jones agrees that there is a cognitive cost to juggling activities. He believes that changes in the brain may occur, leaving people unable to complete tasks requiring intense focus, such as creating works of art or doing scientific experiments. Other neuroscientists agree, noting that constant attention switching weakens the brain's neural circuitry, impeding social interaction and creativity. Doing things one at a time may not be such a bad idea after all. Evaluating multitasking. With increasing pressure to achieve more with each waking hour, it is no surprise people multitask.Emailing, talking on the phone, listening to music, and creating a document all at the same time may seem efficient. But research indicates otherwise. Multitasking may not only be unproductive, it could even impair brain development.Researchers at Stanford University recently asked 260 college students how often they simultaneously use different devices. The students then completed a series of timed tests to identify shapes and categorize words.Results revealed that the students who often multitask had slower response times because they were distracted by irrelevant information. Those who do not multitask were better at focusing on important points organizing information and adapting quickly to different kinds of tests.Neuroscientist Dr. Gary Aston-Jones agrees that there is a cognitive cost to juggling activities. He believes that changes in the brain may occur, leaving people unable to complete tasks requiring intense focus.Such as creating works of art or doing scientific experiments. Other neuroscientists agree, noting that constant attention switching weakens the brain's neural circuitry, impeding social interaction and creativity.Doing things one at a time may not be such a bad idea after all. Evaluating multitasking. With increasing pressure to achieve more with each waking hour, it is no surprise people multitask. Emailing, talking on the phone, listening to music, and creating a document all at the same time may seem efficient, but research indicates otherwise.Multitasking may not only be unproductive, it could even impair brain development. Researchers at Stanford University recently asked 260 college students how often they simultaneously use different devices. The students then completed a series of timed tests to identify shapes and categorize words. Results revealed that the students who often multitask had slower response times because they were distracted by irrelevant information.Those who do not multitask were better at focusing on important points, organizing information, and adapting quickly to different kinds of tests. Neuroscientist Dr. Gary Aston-Jones agrees that there is a cognitive cost to juggling activities. He believes that changes in the brain may occur, leaving people unable to complete tasks requiring intense focus, such as creating works of art or doing scientific experiments.Other neuroscientists agree, noting that constant attention switching weakens the brain's neural circuitry, impeding social interaction and creativity. Doing things one at a time may not be such a bad idea after all.
Closing dialogue.
Well, that wraps up our final lesson.
Yes, that's the whole enchilada.
You are the king of idioms.
Many thanks.
And many thanks to all our students out there in cyberspace. It has been an honor to teach you.
It has indeed been so.
Yes.
Please review our past lessons and continue to improve your English skills.
Use today's material to consolidate your study. So, until we meet again,
happy trails to you!
学習方法をまとめると、1、とにかく一度聞いてみる。読み物であれば、One word、0.5 秒の目安で最後まで読み通す。長いものであれば、ページや段落で区切りをつけて、一気に最後まで読み通す。問題集や過去問など、問題がついているものであれば、問題もやっておく。2、分かったこと、頭に残っていることを書いたり、口に出して言ってみたりする。これを数回繰り返す。3、もう一度じっくり読み返す。リスニングものであれば、スクリプトをしっかり読む。語彙、表現で馴染みのないもの、未知のものを調べて、使い方や意味を確認する。同時にパッセージ全体が伝えている内容を把握する。長い文は骨格を確認したり、英語の文型には5つしかありません。難しくしているのは修飾語句ですね。いくつかの文に分解してみたり、難しい語彙表現の部分を優しいものに入れ替えて言い換えてみる。チャート、マッピングを書き出しながら内容を整理してみる。4、もう一度1の要領で聞いたり読んだりした後、2と同じ活動、分かったこと、頭に残っていることを書いたり、口に出して言ってみたりする。チャート、マッピングが書かれていれば、それを見ながら行うと良いと思います。5、読み物であれば、音読練習や要約を語る練習、リスニングの題材であれば、要約を語る練習に加えて、リピート、通訳訓練、シャドーイングを行う。以上です。では皆さん、英語上級者を目指して頑張ってください。